Wow. Jason was saying I could have anything, do anything, and all I had to do was start a solo career. Yeah, let me think about it, okay? I mean, I might want to do that later down the road, you know?
Dipper baby, I can't stay much more than a week. If you want this, you need to make a decision.
Yeah, I guess, but well, let me sleep on it, okay?
All right, baby, but I need an answer soon.
Bobby and I went down to our bikes. I had a lot to think about, but the more I thought about it, the better it looked. It would pay for everything our family needed, and more!
Dipper, something about Mr. Marley doesn't feel right. I don't like this guy.
Well, yeah, I know he talks funny, but really, Bobby, he made a lot of sense. I could be earning a lot more.
And another thing, it seemed to me he was fixated on your money situation and your travel more than anything else.
Well, why wouldn't he be? I mean, isn't that what it's all about anyway?
Dipper, every time the subject of your actual career came up, he seemed to rush through the conversation. I don't know, Dipper. This doesn't feel right. Maybe we should tell your family about this.
I can't do that, Bobby. They'd tell Les. And Les would put a stop to it right away. He's right that Les seems rather possessive of me. I mean, if it wasn't for us, he wouldn't have any work at all.
Which brings up another point. If you get a different person to contract you, eventually Les is going to catch on. Les played every song you ever did on the radio within hours of having it recorded. Don't you think Mr. Marley would do the same? It would only take once for Les to find out you were working with someone else.
Well, yeah, but what if I didn't work for Les anymore? I mean, I don't have a contract with Les after all, right? Birch does, but not me.
That's not entirely true, Dipper, and you know it. After you got back from seeing your dad and Sarah, and all those little concerts you did, I seem to recall Birch mentioning something about agreeing to sign a contract with him. Birch isn't stupid, Dipper. He's going to catch on.
Well, that's just it, Bobby. Birch signed it. I didn't.
Dipper, I really think this is a bad idea, and...
Bobby stopped suddenly and looked up. I looked in the direction he was, and there was a billboard advertising an upcoming concert for Justin Bieber. There was a big stripe covering up that said, "Sold out." Thinking you could attend that concert, Bobby? Tough luck, huh?
I wonder. What if I told you I actually knew him personally and could get us tickets to that concert?
Oh, yeah, right. Look, Bobby, just because you're the best friend of a celebrity doesn't mean I'm going to believe you know everyone. I mean, I haven't even met him, and I've met a few, you know?
Seriously, I know exactly where I can find him, and I'll prove it. I can talk to Justin tomorrow, and I'll bring him the tickets as proof.
But to what point? So you could get tickets? Big deal.
Dipper, I just think maybe we need a little break for a while. There's been a lot going on lately. And not to mention everything you've had to put up with. I just thought maybe you'd like to watch a concert for once instead of singing in one.
Well, okay, you're welcome to try, but I won't believe it until I see the tickets. And that still doesn't alter the fact that Jason is only going to be here a few more days. I need to really think about it and give him an answer before my chance disappears.
What choice do I have? Dipper doesn't seem to be listening to me. Maybe Justin can help talk some sense into him. Dipper, look. It's obvious arguing about this isn't going to change your mind. You're probably going to go even if I beg you not to, because you're just that stubborn. I just want to give us something to enjoy, okay? And I can get those tickets. Have I ever lied to you?
Well, no, but come on, Bobby. This is Justin Bieber we're talking about.
Give me until tomorrow, Dipper. If I can't prove that I actually know Justin by tomorrow, I'll keep my mouth shut about Mr. Marley and let you do what you want.
Bobby and I rode home in silence. I've never really caught him in a lie, but the idea that he knows Justin Bieber? I mean, come on. But he insists, so I was willing to give him a chance. In the meantime, though, the idea of embarking on a solo career seemed more and more appealing. Travel, fame, and all that money. Wow! I better jump on it before the opportunity passes.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got to go again, I've got to drive again, I've got to feel my heart coming alive again. Before the parade passes by, out up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at the crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirits are showing. All those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me old Obatan before the parade passes by. Ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. But when the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light,